So our listener Jenny wants to know, how do you graduate from a situationship to a girlfriend? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, maybe you can help her out with this. Hey, okay. Ben and Kelly. Maybe you can help. I have a friends with benefits relationship with this guy, but we're not a couple. Okay. However, I know he dates other people. And I try to prove that I'm okay with it by helping him pick out his date's restaurants or outfits.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
My friends think this is kind of weird, but I think it's the best way to prove how cool I am so that eventually he'll want to be exclusive with just me. I want him to not only be attracted to me, but realize I can be cool like a buddy, too. Mm. The best of both worlds, total package kind of thing. Is that what all guys want to end up with? They think I should be less available and make him miss me and chase me.
Oh.
But what do you guys think is the best strategy to graduate from, you know, a friends with benefits to a girlfriend status? Any help would be appreciated. Thank you so much.
I mean, just telling him probably isn't a wrong way to go. Like, I would say, hey, what are we doing? Let's make it a little bit more official.
Yeah, like what would you like, say about us kind of officially, like, you know, dating?
Oh, gosh, we're already getting some texts that are like, listen, if he wanted a girlfriend, you'd be his girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of thinking that, too, but I don't want
to
say it out loud.
Oh, gosh. No, let's not linger in that lane too long. I mean, if that's what the answer is, that's what the answer is, but...
But I feel like I can kind of see what she's trying to do with the whole, oh, let me pick out your outfit for your date with this other chick. And the fact that he's open with her about going on dates with other girls. I don't think that's sending a message that I want you to be even more special.
You got to kind of shut that down. If you want exclusivity, you're going to need to like act like you want exclusivity.
Yes.
And maybe he thinks
out his outfit for his date with you.
Right. He thinks he's getting his cake and eating it too.
Yes.
He's 1,000%
he is.
Right. Right. So okay. Yeah, clear communication needs to happen here.
She's going to have to make like a move but then also be okay with him saying I'm not prepared to go to that level with you. And then you're probably going to have to walk away. Because
I'm
not sure if you go back to just being friends with benefits once you confess the feelings wanting more, and if he's not matching you.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
That might be. And maybe that's an answer she doesn't want to hear, and that's kind of why she's just continuing the flow, hoping that things naturally will
progress. He just figures it out.
Yeah, he figures it out.
One day, wakes up and be like, what am I doing? She's the one.
Okay, 502-795-1997. If you've been in this situation, if you are the Jenny in a situation, and you're like, you know what? This is what happened to me. This is how it is. Send us a voice note, 502-795-1997.
If there is someone who successfully leaped from friends with benefits to girlfriend, tell us your game plan. But from the looks of everything that's rolling in at a rapid pace right now, it's not.
Listen. We could take Ophelia's suggestion on the text line and say, if a beaver can steal firewood, like in your Setting the Bar story, then she can get to be his girlfriend.
Okay. Just talk to him. Yes, yes, yes. But again, there's going to be the risk of if he doesn't match your feelings, you're going to have to be prepared to hear that.
All right. So listen, we need real life examples here.
Yes.
All right. 502-795-1997. That's our number. Take some of your stories on the way. So Jenny, our listener on 99.7 DJX, is in a situationship, wants to graduate to girlfriend. Yes. Now, she's getting differing opinions from the peanut gallery in her life as to how to do it.
Her method so far has been, I'll even help pick out outfits for him to go on dates with other girls to show him I'm cool.
Yeah, Valerie.
Have him pick out your outfit for a date with somebody else and see how he acts. Or even go on a date with one of his best friends.
Ooh.
See if he gets jealous with that.
Wow. Start dating his crew.
All right. I get what she's saying.
Yeah.
Just like kind of turn it on.
Say, can date other people too. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Well, Amy was saying, tell him you have the perfect girl to have him help or pick out his outfit, tell him where to go, and then you're there because you're the perfect girl for him.
Oh, that's cute.
And then if it doesn't work out, then you walk away. Just
right.
Like, oh, I have this girl I think you should meet. And then it's you.
Jordan, you were in this situation.
I was in this situation, Chip, about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar. We talked to each other about things that you would never talk to your significant other about, like previous relationships,
mm-hmm.
upcoming dates, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I finally had a conversation like, hey, I'm not seeing anybody else. I'm not sharing these things with anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not meeting to hang out with anybody else right now. I don't really want to.
Mm-hmm.
And he agreed, life's too short. You just need to tell him how you feel and be prepared to walk away, like Kelly said, if he doesn't reciprocate those same feelings.
Mm.
But then you will know, and you will quit wasting your time and can actually move forward with trying to find somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he will agree, and you guys can be together.
Yes.
I've been with my boyfriend for over 7 years now.
Wow.
And we are looking to hopefully getting married soon.
Wow.
And it is possible, but it is a journey, and you have to be brave enough to just speak your truth.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank you.
It does take a little bit of bravery.
It does, because you got to kind of put yourself out there, and you got to be ready to hear what you don't want to hear.
Jen is going down the lane of date other people, see if he's jealous.
Mm-hmm.
But she says, date his dad.
Okay, listen. Jen, you're coming from a place.
We don't even know if dad's available. What is going on?
But you're coming from a place. The listener wants to remain anonymous and says, I've been Jenny in my life. Not a good situation. Odds of her becoming the girlfriend, very slim. Took me a very long time of wondering why he could be intimate with me, but wouldn't date me.
Yeah.
Messed with my self-esteem.
Yes.
Wonder what was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was wrong with me.
Yes.
It's been longer than I'd like to admit, but I finally accepted that he is just my object.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, that's the thing that I'm afraid of for her, is that, you know, he would have been already pursuing her if that's the way that he looked at her. Whitney says, though, you know, this is another way to approach it. I would be nonchalant and just ask him, hey, why haven't we tried dating?
True.
Like, if he's thought about it ever, if he said something like, oh, it would be weird or whatever, then just kind of laugh it off. If he's interested, you're going to know.
Yeah.
He might be just as nervous, and since you're helping him date, you don't look interested at all to him.
Yeah, that could be mixed signals for him, where he's like, well, obviously she doesn't want to be my main because she's just...
She's helped me date other people.
Right.
That's a really good point. You you think that you're coming off as, oh,
true,
I could be a cool buddy too, and he's going to realize I'm the total package at some point, but he might be interpreting what you're doing in a completely different way. Like, you're keeping him at arm's length by doing that.
Listen, there are a lot of people who have success stories with this.
Right.
Haley's one of them. My current relationship started out as friends with benefits. Basically had a threat to break it off for him to kind of come around.
Yes.
And then there's others that are like, I've been Jenny, and it's a tough situation to be in.
It is, but I think a lot of people are also mentioning, yes, the whole walk away, so he realizes what it's like to not have you in his life, and then that might tell him how he really feels about you.
All right. Well, hey, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for reaching out to us, Jenny. Keep us posted on what happens. That's group therapy.